Let's get it started in here.
Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Good morning and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. No, your ears aren't muffled. This isn't Kim. She's away with her family. I'm your host today. This is Prudence. And I am joined by our Miss Hannah Hornstein, our financial consultant. Good morning.
Hello.
And we have Jer on the board. Morning, Jer.
Good morning.
And we're just welcome and happy to be here on December 1st. Can you believe it?
It's already here.
I know. I was just thinking, gosh, what was I doing a year ago today? I was planning for this year.
Around the same time, around the same thing. Like once December 1st comes, you're already planning on what are you going to do for Christmas and New Year's.
Well, and I don't know about you guys. I did not join the bandwagon of starting the Christmas thing before Thanksgiving. So I'm really just trying to appreciate right now having the Christmas season or the holiday season and such. I don't know. Did you do much with that, Hannah? Or
well, I went shopping on Black Friday.
So did I.
Ah, and how was that for you guys?
I only went to one store, Toys R Us, and I went in the afternoon, and it wasn't that bad. It actually was not that bad.
Now, did you pre-plan? Did you have sort of a list of things you knew you were looking for?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the best way to do it.
Especially from a financial standpoint, how do you advise people to shop for the holidays?
Well, I went in there knowing my budget. I said, before I left the house, I told my husband I'm not going to spend more than $100 on everything, including gifts and everything for, you know, our daughter. And I came out at about $86. So
nice.
It was
nice.
Well, for those of you at home, you can find us with the Kim Pagano Show at Facebook. And Jer is ready to answer any questions and pull up your questions from there. You can also find us on Twitter. You can listen in from TuneIn Radio. And you can listen online from our website. And if you want to call in with your questions, we'd love to hear from you. Our number here is 805-639-0008. Today we have some very interesting guests. We have first a nutritionist, Carrie Glassman, who's going to be talking to us about hearty and healthy winter recipes, given that people tend to go for those comfort foods. What are healthy comfort foods that we can have? And then we'll be talking with Hannah throughout about our financial consultant. Oh, and today we're going to be talking about all the steps in life insurance, things to think about and consider when purchasing life insurance. And then our last guest, after we've had our hearty, wonderful, healthy meals, we are going to be talking about our digestion. It's actually, I think, a really interesting topic because people don't tend to talk about it and they have lots of questions, but they don't really know who's the best person to ask and what's normal and what's not normal. So we'll be talking with her, Tara Gittes, this at later today. So, Miss Hannah, today we are talking about 2011 and December 1st. So what would you say if you had to share one thing or two things that you found this year have been great successes for you?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, I'm very grateful that my husband and I are having another baby.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he should be here in the next 6 weeks. So we're very excited about that. Nice way to start the year.
Absolutely.
And this year, we're also very grateful that we were able to open up our own office in Westlake Village, which is, you know, right next to where we live. And that was one of our dreams coming out to this area, to Agoura, was to have an office in Westlake. And we did that.
Congratulations.
Thank
now,
you.
How long did you actually start planning and want to work towards that dream before the dream happened?
I would probably say it was about 2 to 3 years that we talked about it. You know, we talked about different locations. We talked about what we wanted it to look like and the feeling and, you know, and then we finally made it happen.
What I find interesting is when people are on that journey, were there points that you were like, I want this to happen now. It needs to happen now. Were there points that you'd get kind of frustrated with the time frame?
Yeah, definitely. Especially when things weren't going right, you know, I just wanted it to happen. But we knew that it had to be planned out correct. And my husband was, you know, very big on planning and making sure that we don't just jump into something that we're not ready for, or if it's not the right feeling, or, you know, he's very much into signs. Mm-hmm. So if we're getting a couple of signs that it's not the right time, not the right place, then he listens to those signs.
I have to admit that it's one of my frustrations. I know that it always unfolds how it's supposed to. But if I knew now that it would take 2 to 4 years to have what I wanted, it's kind of a challenge to keep moving forward. I think what's fun about the signs is that once you get them, it's like, okay, that's the energy to keep moving forward, keep moving forward.
Yes.
And then suddenly it happens, and it happens in a more perfect way than you could imagine.
Yes, and also if you have a plan, you know, if you have something written down, and it's kind of like if you're going to take a vacation, you might talk about wanting to go to Paris on a trip, mm-hmm. but if you just talk about it, you know, all the time and your whole life, it's probably never going to happen. But if you actually decide on a date that you're going to go, and you look into tickets, and you look into a hotel, and you make those plans to actually go, as you get closer and closer, you get more and more excited, and then you'll actually get there because you've planned for it, even though it's in the future.
Yeah, actually, that makes me think of money. If I plan it out and I have that little nest egg that I keep building and building, then when the future comes, it's like, yes, I did it.
Exactly, exactly.
So what about you, Jer? 2011, what successes have you had?
Not that many. I've just been working full-time Monday to Friday and saving up my money to move out finally in January. And I'm going back to school, too, so, you know, I'm slowly, you know, getting out there and going back to school. And,
see, I think that's lots of successes. Plus, you're on the Kim Pagano show.
Yeah, that too. And I did like strategize my next 2 years of just working and saving up money to, you know, finally be able to afford, like, basically not worry about school and work to the point where I have to work and go to school and get that, you know, stress and whatnot. So I kind of want to focus more on school so I can have more time on that instead of work. So. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Just work and save money right now.
Well, see, to me, those are all successes. You know, I think often we undercut the really great things that we do. We just think they're sort of second nature. And the reality is those are big steps. You're working, you're going to school, you're making plans, you're moving out in January, and you've got like a 2-year strategy. I think those are wonderful successes.
Thank you.
So, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host today, Miss Prudence, and Kim is with her family enjoying a wonderful time. So we'll say hi to Kim from California.
Hello. Hi, Kim.
And shortly we'll be joined by our next guest. But first, Miss Hannah, I do want to ask you a question about life insurance.
Sure.
Because what I'm finding is right now is the time of year where a lot of people, a lot of employers are offering policies because everyone are renewing their benefits for the next year.
That's correct.
Are there certain things that we should watch for when renewing those policies?
Well, I think the rule of thumb is if your company is going to offer you something and they're going to pay for it, then you should obviously take what they're going to give you. And if they're going to offer you the opportunity to buy additional coverage and it's a very affordable rate, then I definitely recommend doing that as well. But the one mistake that I see people make is they get their insurance through work and they think that they're totally covered, and therefore they don't buy their own policy outside of their workplace. And I feel that's a mistake, because most people, especially in these days, they don't keep their job forever. You know, they go from job to job, and there may be times where they're not working. And most of the time, your life insurance is not portable. which means that if you leave your job, you leave your life insurance behind.
Now, that is something I heard, and I can't imagine paying into something that doesn't follow me, especially a life insurance policy, because hopefully I'm not going to use it while I'm employed. Hopefully I'm not going to use that until a ripe old age. But I just find it interesting that you could pay into something, and then when you walk away from a job, it's completely gone, and you had no access to it.
Well, it's like health insurance. You know, you're usually going to contribute part of your health insurance payment through your paycheck, but once you leave, you have to now buy your own policy.
Right.
And with life insurance, it's even a little, you know, bit more difficult, because the older you get with life insurance, the harder it is to qualify. And so if while you were at work, while you were at your job, you developed high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, too many speeding tickets, there's so many things that can hinder you from getting, you know, the right types of life insurance, that the best time to purchase your own policy is today.
Right, right. Well, we're going to talk some more about that in a minute, but first we're going to take a break. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we will be right back with our first guest.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there?
What's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from The Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Why not give someone you love the gift of music this holiday season? Music is a gift that will last a lifetime, and at the Lewis Music Academy, my family and I will personalize a gift certificate for you and your special someone. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, strings, woodwinds, and brass. We also have a fantastic rock band program and an awesome worship music workshop. Choose your instrument, pick your favorite song, bring your friends, and come rehearse your band as you prepare for an evening concert. And for your adorable mini music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 4. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
As you shoot across the sky,
welcome back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host today. This is Prudence, and I'm joined with Miss Hannah Hornstein.
Hello.
And Jer on the line. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited to have our guest with us, Miss Carrie Glassman. She's a registered dietitian, and she's going to share with us today some hearty and healthy winter recipes. So, Miss Carrie, are you there?
I am. Happy, healthy holidays to you.
You too. Welcome. How chilly cold is it there in New York?
You know what? It was a little chillier this morning than it's been in a while, but it's still not that bitter cold that we get here later in the season.
So you still have time to get some shopping in then?
I still have some time to walk around and shop. You know, that's good walking and shopping. When you walk, you know, burn some calories, you know, that refreshing, the cold air is invigorating. It's all good.
Perfect. Well, tell us a little bit about your hearty and healthy disease-preventing recipes.
So I partnered with Canola Info to create this collection of recipes, the Hearty and Healthy Winter Recipe Collection. They all include multiple superfoods in each of the recipes. So there, you know, many people, you know, this time of year, they think they're either completely indulging and being decadent and gluttonous, or they feel like they have to deprive themselves. And I don't really like either one of those scenarios. I think we should be indulging, but in a healthy way. And also, it's not about, you know, what we can't have. It's what we can have. So all of these recipes are, you know, they're good for the winter because, again, they're hearty, and we want those warm comfort foods. But they're also loaded with nutrition and flavor, because if they're not flavorful, they're not going to be satisfying.
So when you say superfood, what do you mean by superfoods?
So superfood is really just a general term for something that provides, you know, extra nutritional value. So for example, sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are loaded with vitamin A, which, you know, is an antioxidant, which is important for preventing, you know, antioxidants are important for everything from preventing heart disease to neuronal degeneration to cancer. Vitamin A in sweet potatoes is also actually good for your skin. They're also loaded with fiber, which we know fiber is important for digestive health. So all of the foods that I use, all of the ingredients in the recipes are sort of doing something extra for you as opposed to just, you know, providing calories. Even, for example, I have spiced kale chips with one of the recipes. Kale is a food we know, obviously, that's a dark green loaded with antioxidants and so healthy for us. But, you know, plain old kale, many people aren't going to eat. So I make them, you know, they're spicy and crispy. They've got red pepper flakes and they're really satisfying. So we want to be satisfied. We want to eat foods that we still feel like we're really enjoying and we're indulging, but indulging in a way, again, that we can think to ourselves we're doing good for our body.
You know, I don't even...
all of the recipes were, you know, were created.
I don't even begin to know how to even prepare kale or what to do with kale. I have some juicing experience and have juiced kale, and that's pretty easy. You just shove it in the machine. But what would you even begin to do with that? Can you give us...
That's a really good question, what you just said. A lot of certain, you know, superfoods, like someone actually mentioned pomegranate to me earlier today, and they said, I bought one because I know it's good for me, but
they take a lot of work.
Right. People do. They hear these things, and they are. I think Americans really, like, they want to start utilizing these foods. So, for example, the kale, I mean, and you should go and make this tonight. I'm telling you, you will love it. It's so easy. The kale chips, all you do is you take the kale, you shred it up, you use a little bit of canola oil, which I love using canola oil because it's so versatile. It can go sweet or savory, and it has the least amount of saturated fat of all of the oils and the most amount of omega-3 of the cooking oils. And you just add a little bit of minced garlic and salt, black pepper, cayenne pepper if you want. But really, all you need is the oil and the garlic if you want, or even just oil and salt. You don't even have to add in the black pepper and cayenne pepper. And then you just put in the oven and bake it at 400 degrees. And basically, they get crispy, so they're crunchy, and they're loaded with flavor. And again, if you like the little salty flavor, you can add a little bit of salt, or you can add the cayenne pepper or both for that kick. But they're flavorful and they're crispy. And again, that crispy flavor is often very satisfying. The crispy crunch, I should say, the texture is very satisfying to people as well.
Now, do kids enjoy that?
My kids love them. They absolutely love them. So it's a great way to get in a superfood like that for kids. Maybe kids that are used to, you know, eating French fries. It's a great way. You still get sort of that crunchy, salty flavor, but loaded with nutritional value.
That sounds delicious.
I'm telling you, you got to go check out Canola Info for all the recipes, canolainfo.org, and I am telling you, you will love that recipe. If you juice and you like kale in a juice, you are going to love this.
Nice. Well, so give us some other recipes. So it's pretty windy here, and usually after the wind, we should be getting a little chillier here as well, but give us some ideas of some other hearty, yummy, health-conscious recipes.
Well, we have the Thai sweet potato bisque with Parmesan whole wheat crostini. I have the vegetarian portobello mushroom stack over quinoa, which is super easy to make and so delicious, and obviously a great sort of dish for a meatless Monday. And I always tell people, even if you're not vegetarian, it's great to get in a couple vegetarian meals per week anyway. Parmesan crusted halibut with spicy sprouts. So again, I'm taking Brussels sprouts, but we're making them so flavorful So you're actually, you're so satisfied, and you also, you know, you can feel good eating empowered, knowing you're putting sort of a good food in your body. It's not, oh, I can't eat those mashed potatoes. It's, I can eat these Brussels sprouts. I can have this. This is good for me. I'm doing good for my body.
We, Brussels sprouts is another vegetable that I have to say I've just more recently began to eat.
Oh, good. I have, you're on a good track.
It's staying on the track that helps. But I just from my coworkers and meeting other people who know how to, it's always a great way to swap amazing recipes. I actually work with quite a few vegetarians, and so they do things with vegetables that I never really knew how to do. And I have to say I've acquired a little bit of a taste for Brussels sprouts.
Same here.
That is excellent. And so this is another one, though. So you've got two things that you need to make this week, kale chips and Brussels sprouts. And both of them are super easy.
And I can find those recipes online, right?
And then it can be part of your routine. You know, once you have those ingredients at home, like red pepper flakes and black pepper, and you know, you pick up the Brussels sprouts, you pick up the kale, and you know, oh, I can make this in 2 minutes, and I'll grill a piece of fish, or I'll saute some tofu or whatever it is. You can just make a fast, easy dinner when you're sort of used to making some recipes. And I tell people that a lot. Like, once you make something once, you can just add it to your repertoire, and it's so easy to make the next time. And you're not, like, intimidated by, oh, I got to try this new recipe. It just becomes part of your routine.
Now, what about a great sort of a crock pot kind of a meal that you can kind of set in the morning, go off for your day, and come back to? Do you have anything great in that area?
Oh, gosh. No, none of the recipes in the collection were done like that. These are all, like, sort of, you know, made to, you know, eat right then and there. I didn't make any crockpot recipes in here. But, there's so many dishes like that that are great at this time of year. Obviously, throwing in any types of vegetables. Quinoa is good to put in there with even some, chicken or shrimp. I mean, there's a lot of multiple recipes out there you can do like that. The recipes in this collection I did not do like that, like I mentioned. They're really just made to be prepped right then and there. But they're fast and easy.
So I got a question from one of our callers who asked, what ingredients should we make sure we have in our home?
Well, I always say to have 10 to 15 items that are like sort of your must-have. And if you have those items, of those 10 to 15 items, you can make, let's say, you know, 5 to 6 dishes all ready to go. So, for example, it might be like you always have, you know, even frozen Brussels sprouts, frozen organic Brussels sprouts, you always have them, you know, and again, if you have, let's say, canola oil and you have even just like garlic powder, even if you don't have the fresh garlic in the house, if you have those, you know you can always make a veggie dish there. If you have, you know, turkey burgers, frozen turkey burgers ready to go, you know you can take it out and make a turkey burger and add it to the vegetables. Maybe you always have quinoa or brown rice as a starch that you always have in the house. So it's really about having a few vegetable items, a few protein items, herbs and spices and healthy fats like an oil, and then also a couple, you know, whole grains like a quinoa or brown rice. So you make your list of, like, let's say 10 to 15 items and have your 5 to 6 or 7 dishes that are just easy, boom, 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 that you can make.
Can you also tell us why is having a healthy diet and lifestyle more important than ever in America right now?
Well, Americans right now are on average 20 pounds heavier than we were 2 decades ago. So we're getting heavier, and we know that what obesity puts you at risk for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, death. And it's only getting worse. So we need to turn things around now. That's why it's not just about eating healthy on January 1st. It's about eating healthy this minute.
You know, I read once, and I've shared this before on air, but I always think it's important to hear again. I read this note once that said, if an ingredient list has more than 5 ingredients, it's not food.
And yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. I mean, it's a good rule of thumb.
And it just keeps me mindful.
I mean, you could also look at something that has, you know, 6 herbs and spices and a healthy fat and something else. But yes, as a rule of thumb, that's sort of a good thing to think about.
Right. Well, if you're picking up a box of something and it has things on there that you don't even know what it is, it's one thing to hear of a cayenne and other ingredients in it or oregano. It's another if it's monounsaturated, blah, 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 blahs, you know?
Exactly. So it's about reading the ingredients, too, but yes, that's a good rule of thumb.
Now, I always like to hear, how did you get involved in this? Where is your passion from in regards to healthy eating?
I get that question every once in a while. I always say, you know, I was born to do this. I remember being in science class in 7th grade and telling my friend that I was craving, I needed to eat almonds because my body needed vitamin E. And I don't know where I had read it or whatever, but she still makes fun of me to this day.
That's great.
So, I was interested in it, and I also played sports all through college. So I always say, you know, I had a lot of friends that, you know, I used to say, they fit in their skinny jeans and they're so unhealthy. All they do is drink diet soda and they smoke and they're unhealthy. I'm the healthy one, and why am I overweight? So it was sort of that, you know, I was never obese, but it was that sort of college time also of being, you know, an athlete and wanting to fuel myself properly. And I knew, you know, I had to eat. I couldn't go on any deprivation type of diet. So it was all about, you know, eating to fuel myself and to be healthy. So, like I said, I think it's always been in me to do this. And then, you know, being a college athlete also sort of and dealing with the same struggles that most women have in college with gaining weight, I think also, you know, triggered my interest further.
Well, that's great. That's so great. Well, tell us how we can find this information.
You can go to canolainfo.org, and you can also go to Canola Info's Facebook page to get all of the recipes.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Carrie, for your time, and
absolutely.
Happy holidays.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. And we look forward to hearing more from you.
Great. Happy, healthy holidays.
You too. For those tuning in, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm your host today, Prudence, and I'm here joined by Hannah Hornstein. And we're going to talk now with Hannah about some life insurance strategies. You know, I have to say that I thought I knew about life insurance policies and what were out there. But I actually sat down with your husband, David, and he shared with me quite a few other options that I didn't realize existed out there. How important is it to kind of always look at what's new in the market?
That's a great question. Well, the way the industry has really changed in the last 20, 30 years, I feel it's very important to always do a review, just like you would with just about anything else in your life. You want to always review, make sure you have, you know, the best, the newest, the greatest. And the insurance companies really change with the times. So something that might have been a great idea in the 70s and 80s may not be such a great idea today.
Right.
And in the last, you know, 5-10 years, I feel that there are so many new products that are available, and most people are just completely unaware of how they work or how important they can be in your life. So I feel it's very important to do a review and make sure that you have the right type of policy.
Now, if you're listening out there, there's some wonderful questions. And we have a list here, but I want to hear from the listeners as well. 805-639-0008. Because I find that a lot of people are confused about these things. And so a confused mind says no. I don't know if you've heard that before. But a confused mind says no. And right now, it's a great time, since we have you here, to really ask those questions that you're not really sure who to ask them of.
Sure.
How often should you review that life insurance policy?
I think, you know, every few years would probably be a good idea, or any time you have any major life changes, like if you change jobs, like if you have another baby, if you get married, when you're retiring. So anytime you have any life changes, I think it's a really great idea to just do a complete review and make sure that you have the right amount of coverage. You may want to increase or even decrease what you have.
Now, is it challenging to transfer? So if I had life insurance set up somewhere else, if I decide I want to go with a new policy, a new program, do I lose everything I had before? It depends on the policy.
Depends on the policy. And most of the time, most people carry term insurance, which to change from one carrier to another is just a matter of getting requalified. And if your health hasn't really changed, the only thing that's changed is your age. It's actually a pretty simple process.
Nice. We did get a Facebook question here. Let's see, if there's life insurance that you can invest in, is there a life insurance that you can invest in and not lose your money?
Absolutely. Those are some of the very popular, I can't really say popular right now because most people are unaware, but they're becoming more and more popular, yes. There are policies that basically have almost like a cash savings component to them. And they range from anything from a fixed rate policy where the insurance company will tell you that you know, will most likely earn this rate of return with a minimum of a certain percentage. And the reason people are looking towards these policies today more than ever is that in the interest rate environment that we're in,
right,
and banks paying, you know, just incredibly low returns, you can most of the time get higher returns in your life insurance policy than you can in a bank.
I have to tell you, this was interesting. I sat down, I came to your office a couple weeks ago, I think it was, and sat down and looked at some numbers. And when I looked at what I was saving so far in my, even in my 401k, when we looked at those numbers, and when we looked at what I was doing with my life insurance that also has an investment component to it, in 10 years' time, it's estimated that I will have made like $10,000 more by having it in the life insurance policy, because of the way and the percentages and all of that. And it was really interesting to see the numbers, you know, right in front of me.
Well, that all depends on, you know, really what type of policy that you're looking at. But there are newer policies that have come out in the last 5-6 years that are basically called indexed strategies, where they allow you to earn, you know, market-like returns.
Right.
And so you will see people that are earning 5 or 6, you know, percent, maybe even a little bit more in their life insurance policies.
Nice. Because it's actually, it doesn't take a lot to get started, right? I mean, you can start policies at many different levels and then up it as you're able to afford more, right?
Absolutely. We see people starting policies as low as $50 a month.
Not really?
Yeah.
See, I think that's really helpful to know. To be honest, if I knew that I could have started a policy at $50 a month, I probably would have started years ago.
Right. Well, most people just believe that they can't afford it, or they don't realize how important it is, or they haven't seen the numbers.
Right.
And that's why we like to do projections with clients. Like, if you start today with $50 a month and you do this for the next 20, 30, 40 years, this is what you'll have. And it's really hard to even imagine when you just think of $50 and what that can look like,
right,
20, 30 years from now. But because of the compound interest on your side and the time on your side, you'd be surprised to see how much you can actually accumulate.
So what kind of people walk in your door that say, I want to start looking at a life insurance policy?
Most people don't.
Okay.
Most people, you know, don't really want life insurance because they don't really understand life insurance. And those that usually do want it, if they have an idea that they do want it, they're usually coming in with the idea that they want just term life insurance. So what we do is we take a very educational approach. We, you know, really do a good job at educating our clients as to the difference of one policy to another and why they may want to consider having some type of permanent life insurance coverage. And we'll do projections and we'll look at different companies. And, you know, we work with, you know, many large carriers. And so we can really find and customize the right type of plan for our clients, regardless of their age, regardless of their financial situation today. And you know, that's, I think, what really makes us different than the typical agent out there, is that we have so many options.
We got a Facebook question here. It says, should we have life insurance on our kids?
That's a great question. I am a huge believer in doing that. And in fact, with our first child, we took out a policy for her when she was 6 months old.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, we didn't do it so much for the life insurance aspect of it, but we did it for the cash savings. You know, we opened up a bank account for her, you know, pretty much the first month that she was born, and we were getting 0.1%
right.
on her savings account. And so we looked at an insurance policy, we ran the numbers, and, you know, because we're going to have an 18-year time horizon, we're going to be able to build up money for her college in that plan. And then when she's 18 or 25 or whenever, you know, we choose to, we can actually, you know, transfer that policy to her. So she'll own the policy and she now has coverage for the rest of her life. She never has to reapply unless she wants,
wow,
of course, to get more.
And then over time, if she increases, but that helps to keep the policy numbers down, correct? Because she's paying in for it for a longer period of time?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so you said something. You said most people don't know what life insurance even is to even come and ask for it. And then I hear you say you have this policy that you've got your daughter in since 6 months old to help build monies for college. So what exactly is life insurance? Because I know when I first came to it, I was thinking life insurance is to help protect my loved ones whenever I pass from the debt that I leave behind, from my home expenses, from those things, is what life insurance in my head means. So what does it mean?
Well, there are, you know, really, again, several different types of insurance. And so most people think of life insurance as death insurance.
Right.
When I die, my family will get the benefit of the policy. But today, because of the interest rate environment that we're in, and because of current tax law as well, life insurance can provide many other benefits that most people are absolutely unaware of. So you can actually use your life insurance policy to build supplemental money in the policy.
Wow.
I have another question. When should you start long-term insurance, and if there are things that would make you ineligible to get it?
That's a great question. Long-term care insurance is another one that most people really don't think about until it's too late. And I think David mentioned this the last time we were on together. You know, most people believe that you'll use your long-term care insurance when you're in your 80s and 90s, and so they're not thinking about that. But the average person that actually uses a long-term care policy is going to be in their 40s. So we don't think about those things. But my advice on that is the way that I actually like it better is if you buy a life insurance policy that has the long-term care rider on it, so that if you don't end up using your long-term care policy, it's built into your life insurance policy rather than having a standalone policy. But as you get older, as you get into your 40s and 50s, I think that it's very, you know, it's very irresponsible not to at least take a look at what a policy would cost and what the potential benefits can be.
So when is a good time to do that?
Normally, I would say 40 plus.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and our guest today is Ms. Hannah Hornstein, and we're talking about life insurance and strategies, and just very interesting to start as soon as possible. I had a follow-up question to asking about the having insurance policies for kids. What is that called? Is there a name for that, or you keep talking about term insurance, life insurance? What would that be, or is there really a name for it?
Permanent life insurance, cash value life insurance.
Cash value life insurance, okay. It's interesting that I love to learn about many different things, but you can't know everything about everything. And that's actually one of the things I love about our show. It's all about adding value every day in every way, because we want to have people on that have expertise in different areas. So as you're coming and talking about life insurance, I know very little, and I love that I can come to you and say, okay, Hannah, tell me more. And that is definitely one thing that you and David do a fantastic job with, is really helping to simplify the information and tell me how it applies to me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so big on education, because once someone is educated on all of the different types of policies, they can make their own decision based on facts, not opinions. You know, everybody has an opinion, but normally what you'll find is that, you know, they're giving an opinion based on what they heard from a friend, a family member, they right. heard on the radio show.
Right. I have a friend who has a friend who has a friend who did this.
Exactly, right. Exactly. And that may be right for that friend.
Right.
But it might not be right for what your goals are.
Right. I want to ask you the same question I asked our earlier guest, Carrie. How did you fall in love with this line of work? You've been doing it for a long time. How is this your passion? What did you find for you?
Well, I guess, going back to when I was younger, I wanted to be in business for myself. I had a lot of odd jobs from ages, 11 through 18. And so I knew I wanted to be in business for myself, and I knew I wanted to work with people, loved working with people, and I ended up in real estate. And through my real estate and mortgage career, I was introduced to the company that I'm with today, and really learned about how to work with people, how to help them with their goals, and started learning about these different types of insurance policies and how they can benefit people. And I ended up getting my first one when I was 22 years old.
Wow.
And just became absolutely fascinated with, number one, the fact that nobody knew about them. So right. as I would tell people what I had, purchased, everyone said, oh, you shouldn't do that. That's a terrible idea. And that kind of fueled me even more to learn more and more about it. And so I was able to educate people as to why I did it, and then they wanted one too.
Nice.
So they'd come in saying, you know, that's a bad idea, and they end up saying, okay, now let me get involved too.
Well, so Hannah, give out your number quickly, and then we're going to take a quick break before our next guest.
Sure. It's 818-402-9396.
Very nice. And you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Welcome and good morning, and we're going to take a quick break before our next guest.
By reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. This is your host, Prudence. Kim is enjoying the beaches of Florida. Well, probably not on the beach. I think she's a bit busy, but hi, Kim from afar. And we have our next guest, Miss Tara Gittes. She is a dietitian, and I love this little title here. It says, "Find out the surprising reasons why a reported 1 in 4 Americans avoid getting intimate. Let's talk about your digestion." So, Tara, are you there with us?
I am.
Hi. Well, what an interesting topic. Please share.
Well, you know, the thing is that especially heading into the holiday season here, our digestive tract just really gets off track. And so, you know, whether it's from the holiday parties, from the different schedule that we're keeping, from high-fat foods we're eating, and we did a recent survey and found that people experiencing regular or even occasional constipation are irritable, they're unhappy, they're frustrated, and that really can affect your life. You don't get a good night's sleep, you can call in sick to work, you can avoid being intimate, you might cancel a vacation. I mean, these are the things that people said in our survey that they avoid doing when they have digestive problems.
Now, I want to share this because I love this little title that you have. You're known as the Diet Diva.
Yes.
That's great. So, Diet Diva, please tell us how we can make our digestion better so we can feel more intimate and less grouchy.
I know, really. So, you know, one of the things, especially in the holidays, we're eating really high-fat foods. And I'm not going to be the grouch, the Grinch, and say that you can't have anything high-fat. But, you know, the cheese, the eggnog, the fudge, the fried food, all that stuff can just sort of slow you down and your digestive tract becomes sluggish. So you want to balance that with some high fiber foods, of course. All those things that we dietitians like to talk about, the fruits, the vegetables, the whole grains, the beans, you know, all that kind of stuff. So you can sort of balance out some of that high fat stuff you're eating with some high fiber stuff to keep things moving. And speaking of keeping things moving, hydration is going to be really, really important when it comes to digestion, because that really helps to keep things moving through the digestive tract.
I've always heard that, especially once winter comes along, people actually drink a lot less water and fluids because they're cold, and actually they need to be drinking more because they're more likely to get dehydrated.
That is true, that people tend to drink a little bit less. So, you know, if you don't want cold water because you're cold, you can have some room temperature water, which I usually drink anyway. I don't like it real cold. And you can use, it doesn't have to be just water. So if you want some, you know, decaf tea or coffee or something like that, you know, anything decaffeinated, of course, is going to hydrate you a little bit better than caffeinated, but even caffeinated beverages will hydrate you. So it doesn't always have to be just plain water, but it can be just anything that's liquid that'll hydrate you.
Perfect. So what other tips can we have for digestion?
Yeah, you know, one of the other things that we found in our survey, you know, when we say digestion, a lot of people just think of their stomach. And we found that people just think of their stomach usually and don't realize that your intestines or your colon is actually the center and the largest of part of your digestive system. And one of the things that's actually in your colon is healthy bacteria. So this bacteria actually is good bacteria. And one of the things that I do on a daily basis is I take a probiotic. And these probiotics are these live microorganisms that help with this good bacteria in your colon. So I've partnered with Philips Colon Health because it's the probiotic that has the three most studied strains of bacteria in it. So this really does help with maintaining digestive balance and promoting that regularity and defending against some of this occasional constipation, gas, diarrhea, you know, all that fun stuff we're trying to avoid.
So what are good probiotics? Is there probiotics in foods that are best to eat or just a supplement?
There are, you know, I take the probiotics supplement because then I know I've got it on a daily basis. But you can definitely eat yogurt. You can do some of the yogurt drinks as well. Kefir is another drink that has some probiotic in it. So there's foods that have, these are literally live microorganisms. So the yogurt actually supports the live microorganisms in that. And again, this is good stuff. This is good bacteria that your colon actually needs as part of this prevention of digestive upset.
And what do you think of frozen yogurt, like Yogurtland or Menchie's or any of that good stuff?
Well, I don't know about you, but I get myself in trouble at those places.
Right.
I end up, you know, give me the spoon of cookie dough and it's all, and allow me to take as many pumps of hot fudge as possible, and it's trouble.
Right.
Even though I'm a dietitian, I'm still human. So yeah, there is a little bit of probiotic in frozen yogurt as well. But you just have to, you know, my big thing about those places is you just have to be careful of the toppings and the amount that you're doing, you know, because you can get yourself in trouble with calories and just too much.
So how can people begin making little changes, especially in the holidays? You know, I find it's a little harder. I know personally, during the holidays, it's almost like I can't get enough sugar, which is not how I usually am the rest of the year. In fact, in January, I sort of take a sugar hiatus. I've done this for several years now, where from January till about Easter, I won't do any sugars. If I feel a craving, I'll have fruit, typically fruit instead. But what is it? What can we begin doing, especially during the holidays, to change our digestion?
Yeah, well, and part of the reason why you're craving sugars and wanting sugars more is because once you kind of open those floodgates or open the door of opportunity, your body just says, ooh, I want more sugar, more sugar, more sugar. So, you know, it's that balance and moderation that we're always preaching that's the difficult part. But, you know, just taking small steps. And like I said, you can still indulge in some of those high sugar, high fat things, but just have maybe a little bit smaller portions and balance it with regular exercise, balance it by staying hydration, balancing it with, you know, some of those high fiber foods, taking your daily probiotic so that you're keeping your colon healthy and happy along the way, because the last thing you want is to stay home from a party or miss a family get together or vacation just because you're not, you know, you're literally not feeling well, you're constipated, and so it's preventing you from wanting to leave the house.
How did you decide that digestion was something that you wanted to be a part of? How did this become a focus for you? Oh, Did we lose you? Oh, I guess we lost Tara.
I think she hung up.
Uh-oh. Or maybe some bad connection. So anyway, well, it's very interesting stuff. I know I've learned a lot more recently about fiber and diet and about the importance of grains, because I found I wasn't eating enough grain, and it made a world of difference. And I cut back in bread, and that made a difference for me. I don't know, being pregnant, how has that affected your diet? I mean...
Well, I've tried to stay away from most breads, right. Unless it's whole wheat bread. And but, you know, quinoa and all those types of and brown rice, those are all really great.
Well, we just lost our guest, but her name is Tara Gittes, and you can listen to her. She's known as the Diet Diva on the national morning television show called The Daily Buzz. And she actually is also the team dietitian for the NBA's Orlando Magic. So very exciting. She's got a few different books and magazines, including, and I mentioned this, a book on pregnancy cooking and nutrition for dummies. So we're sorry we lost you, Tara, but maybe you can put your contact information on our Facebook page. Hannah, I did have one other question for you I was thinking of during the break. And I know that you guys are always looking for new people to come on to join your team. Now, if somebody's interested in doing that with you, do they have to have a background in this information?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Most people that come on, they just, you know, they want to be in business for themselves. They want to help other people, and they want to learn more. You know, even just for their own lives. And we're bringing people on, you know, part-time, full-time, spare time, or even people that just want to learn.
And so is there like a curriculum? Is there something that you take them through? Or
yeah, we have classes. There are, you know, different licenses that, you know, we can help them get. And, you know, most importantly, we teach them, you know, the industry. We teach them how to build a business of their own, and how to help families, which, you know, families today need help more than ever.
Right.
So we are so busy right now, and I would say it's probably one of the greatest times, you know, if you're looking for work, or even if you have a job, but you're just not, you know, totally happy with what you're doing, and you want to do something on the side, that either can stay a side thing or may actually become a full-time thing at some point.
Very nice. You also mentioned your classes that you do for people and families and things, and you have those on a pretty regular basis, right?
On a weekly basis, yeah.
Is there any way that to be able to put those maybe on the Facebook page so people kind of know what classes are coming up for the week, or do you have a calendar somewhere that people can look at?
We don't have a calendar, but you know, if they want to give us a call, they can call my number at 818-402-9396, and we can invite them in, give them the tour, and, you know, talk a little bit about what we're doing and how they can be part of it.
Very exciting. Money can be daunting, and people want it, but they're not really sure what to do with it. And I think that there's sort of a dance in what people allow themselves to have, because they don't really know what to do. And like I said before, a confused mind says no. So what I love is that you guys keep it very simple.
We do. And it's all about education.
Right. Right. I want to give a nice little shout out to Louie. That's actually where Kim is. Mom following and cheering on her son. He's racing this weekend. So he's really pretty amazing, and has talked about being able to find your passion and your gift at a young age. He's been racing, I think, if I get this right, since he was like 3, he started learning his craft.
And that's incredible.
And, you know, you don't hear of that all the time, but to be able to do that. So, Louie, we wish you great success out there this week. And it's so great that she's able to do that with her family. I think it's wonderful. I don't have children, but to be able to give to your kids in that way is, I think, is fantastic.
That is. That's incredible.
Well, we are wrapping up for today, but you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. And of course, we like to end the show with our mommy moment. Before we do that, Hannah, give out your number one more time.
Sure. It's 818-402-9396.
Nice. And be sure to go on to Facebook and like us at the Kim Pagano Show so you can get more information from all of our guests. And our mommy moment for today is, more people would learn from their mistakes if they weren't so busy denying them. So take that deep inner look and see, how can you learn? Where are you going next? What changes can you make to take those mistakes and turn them around and grow from them? So with that, I'm Prudence, here with the Kim Pagano Show. I wish you a beautiful, fantastic December 1st. Have a good one. Like the 4th of July, 'cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go, as you shoot across the sky.
Holds after a hurricane comes around.